let's pray for our Bertha boy. Our Bertha young man. We're going to have to change that. David. And John is early to bed, I guess. I have the privilege of having two nephews have a birthday on the same day and both being here at Pilgrim Camp. As I said, the little one on my side and the big one on my wife's side. Little John. John Richard Friedman. Is that right? John Richard? Named after his father? Who was named after his father? Praise God. We're so glad that God brought John into our family all the way from Korea. And he attends Christian school, and he's learning to love the Lord. He has a real sweet disposition, and he's a very affectionate boy. He's always kissing Grandma and Grandpa and everyone he can get his lips on. Praise God. And we can see that God has his hand upon his life, and now our sister-in-law has been bringing him up to camp these last 2 years now. And we're so glad. We're really believing that while he's here, God will do something very real in his life. And then I have David on the Shrek side of the family. And he's the youngest of the brothers there. And he's able, he survived how many years now, David? Too many? Are you 15, 16? 15? Praise God. 15 years old. And we thank God for what God is doing for David. They attend a church, Faith Assembly of God, there in Poughkeepsie. And they know a lot of people there. They've learned to serve God there. John and Linda have taken a real active role in that church. And we were over the house the other day for Philip's graduation. And I think there were 100 people gathered at their house. I'm trying to picture 100 people in my apartment. It's almost frightening. But they're like that. They open their home. I've always admired that. I've noticed that in my in-laws, John and Elsa Schreck. And now I see that also in their children. They have a gift of hospitality. Well, my in-laws were orphans, and I suppose they appreciated those that opened their hearts and homes to them. And so they've done that in return over the years, and their kids picked up on that. And so they reach out to the people in the church, and David's a part of that. All the young men are. And I can see that they're well-loved. Well, we love them anyway. And we're glad to see David serving God here at camp. It's the best thing you can do. One of the best things. And so we want to pray that God will bless David as well and help him make the right decisions. You know, when I got married, we went to church on a Sunday. Nothing unusual about that. We got married on Saturday. We were going to go on a honeymoon on Monday. And so we wanted to find a church to go to. And I didn't want to go to the church where everyone just saw us get married. We thought, here's a chance to go somewhere else. And I remembered an Assembly of God church on Long Island, and I remembered a Bible school teacher that I had who was a real blessing to me. And so I wondered if he was still there. And so Lily and I found our way there that morning, and he was there. He was no longer serving as the pastor of the church, Pastor Emeritus. I don't know what the title was, but he had an active role still. And Brother Burgess, Scottish man. And so after the meeting, I introduced myself. Hadn't seen him for a while. He said he remembered me, and since he's a preacher, I don't think he lied. But then he prayed for Lily and I. And the only thing I remember about that prayer was he prayed, Lord, help them not to make mistakes of serious consequence. That made a lot of sense. He didn't pray, Lord, help them never to make any mistakes. That wouldn't have made sense. We all make mistakes. But he said, don't let them make mistakes that will have serious consequences in their life. And I trust that God has answered that prayer and helped us and will continue to help us. And so I want to pray that for David, too. That as a young man making choices, seeking God's will for his life, that God will help him, too, not to make mistakes of serious consequence, but that he'll learn to choose Jesus and his way every step of the way. And so I'd like to sing a happy birthday to you And then we'll pray for John and David.
A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. Every day of the year, may you feel Jesus here. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you. And the best year you ever had.
Amen. Now, we didn't do that to embarrass you, but if we did, that just makes it a lot more fun. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we can celebrate these birthdays with both John and David. We thank you, Lord, for their lives. We thank you that you brought them into this world to make this world a better place. We thank you, Jesus, that your hand has been upon them from childhood. And Lord, we believe that that hand of the Lord is going to prosper in their lives. And so, Lord, we pray today that you'll bless John. Bless little John, we pray, and that you'll make his heart tender toward you. Thank you that he could go to Christian school. Thank you that his mother especially is helping him to find the Lord and there in the home. And Lord, we pray that even while he's here at camp, that you'll touch him in a very special way, Lord. Do something very real for him. Lord, something lasting, something that will get him into the will of God more perfectly for his life. And Lord, we pray that you'll speak to him and call him, and we pray that you will reveal yourself to him. Teach him to love Jesus. Teach him how to obey Jesus, to seek Jesus. Make Jesus attractive to him, we pray. And we pray you'll be his good shepherd. Guide him. Keep him. Watch over him, Lord. Pray that you do the same for David, Lord. As a young man now, we know that there are choices before him and temptations that come into this time, his life at this time. But Lord, we're trusting you to keep him for yourself, Lord. Kept for the master's use, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you've kept him thus far. And we pray that you'll help him to stay close to you, Lord. We know there's a place near your side where we can live and we can be kept. And Lord, we pray that you'll help David to find that place. Draw him there. And we pray that you'll establish him in Christ. We pray, Lord, that you'll make him a blessing in the home and in the church, Lord. We pray that people will begin to see something real in his life, see the love of Christ shining through him. We pray that you'll give him an interest in others and in the work of God and in the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that you will lay your hand upon him this day. You have ordained for him to be here at this time so that we can agree together that you will give him a birthday blessing that will just grow day by day throughout this coming year. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Praise God.